Hello and welcome. Scare track. Scare Track Podcast.
Welcome to the Scare Track Podcast, the UK's first podcast dedicated to the scare attraction and haunted house industry. However, please be advised that we have no censor. The language used may be of an explicit nature and is not intended for younger listeners or the easily offended. All views expressed are those of the individual host and do not necessarily reflect those of Scare Track, our guests, or any of our associates. So, if you're still here, let's get scared.
So this is where our adventure begins.
Oh my God!
I'm scared myself!
Kate Monroe is screaming. Spoiler alert, freaking awesome.
The
quality of the set was amazing.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
Hello and welcome to this on-location episode of the Scare Track Podcast. It's Mikey here reporting from Thorpe Park Resort. Now, I'm going to call it a scare track, but it's technically a coaster track because we are here to check out the new attraction, Black Mirror Labyrinth. It was supposed to open last year for 2020. Of course, COVID got in the way. So it's reopened now. We're here at the VIP press event. So a huge thank you to Coastersaurus for sorting that out for us. But yeah, we're going to go on in. I don't know how much I'll be able to record here on the podcast or on the video. I think we're going to get our restrictions in a mo. But there will be a scare cam episode as well over on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack. So go check that out too. But for now, I think we're going to go and get a welcome drink. We're just going past Colossus. Let's head over to Black Mirror Labyrinth.
You're listening to Scare Track.
It sounds so much like Doctor Who right now. That totally sounds like Doctor Who. Anyway, well, I was going to record a little bit of the music for you, but we'll get to it in a bit. It's coming now. We are here in the queue line for Black Mirror Labyrinth. Now, we have just been to the Huntsman Bar and had a cheeky little drink of some green fizzy stuff, which is nice, and a burger. But we are here without a bunch of friends. Let's go through the bunch of friends. We're here with Adam from Theme Park World Tour. Adam, how are you?
Morning. I'm pretty good. It's a bit chilly here at Thorpe Park today.
You know what? I've warmed up a little bit now, but only because I'm in the presence of yourself, sir.
Oh, lovely. That burger did warm both of us up, I think, a little bit. It was quite nice. Yeah, but as Mikey said, we've had a bit of food this morning and now we are waiting to go into Black Mirror Labyrinth. Brand new immersive experience this year at the Thorpe Park Resort.
There we go. You should get you as a voiceover guy. You looking forward to it?
Yeah, I am actually, yeah. I know a little bit about what's going on at this park, but I have no idea anything about this attraction, so I'm really looking forward to it, actually. Yeah,
definitely.
I'm enthused.
We're all enthused about it, definitely. Looking forward to getting in. Carl from Trotfield Tourist is here as well today. Carl, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm good. Very good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, mate. I'm good. I'm looking forward to getting to the Black Mirror Labyrinth. Black Mirror Labyrinth. There we go. I'm just going to get into Black Mirror. I'm just going to call it that.
I've been calling it Black Labyrinth.
Black Labyrinth. It's obviously, we're in the Slammer queue line now that they've used, and it's in case anyone doesn't know, it's actually in the same place where the Walking Dead Living Nightmare was. Before that, it was, what was it before that? It was the Cabin in the Woods. Before that, it was Passing. And then before that, it was Hellgate. And it's in, obviously, the same building that they used for what was X No Way Out and now The Walking Dead. A little bit of information about the location. Just next to the old Slammer ride, which is SBNO. But one day... Nah, it's not going to come on, is it? But it looks awesome. But yeah, you're excited to get in. Definitely been a long wait from last year when it was supposed to open.
Yeah, definitely. But we'll get in there soon.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
I hope so, anyway.
Definitely. We're also here with Chris from Screwy Loops as well. How's it going, buddy?
Hello.
Are you excited to get in?
Oh, I certainly am. I am. Buzzing Lightyear.
Yes. That's funny, because you've had a Woody all day.
Yes, I've got my deep voice on, because I know this is a podcast. I've got to get it sounding very nice and crisp.
Oh, so go on. Just do something really nice and just say something that... Come and watch Screwy Loops on YouTube.
Come and watch Screwy Loops on YouTube. That's probably
good.
A little too deep.
That was no, it was good. Guys, are we looking forward to Black Mirror Labyrinth?
buzzing like you, mate. I'm looking forward to it.
He's copied me.
Hey, no.
We need to start that buzzing light year. We're also here with Rob from Coastal Source as well. And again, a huge thank you to Rob for making me his plus one today. You excited to get in the labyrinth?
I am. Yeah, I've got absolutely no idea what to expect in here. I have never seen Black Mirror. I've never watched it, so I'm coming in completely blind on this. I've no idea what to expect at all.
The good thing about Black Mirror, I guess, is the fact that every single episode is completely different to every other episode. So I'm about three seasons in, and I've watched Bandersnatch as well. But it's sort of like you might go in and not recognise anything, but I don't think it's going to matter as such, if that makes sense. I'm hoping it's just a cool experience, even if you haven't seen the franchise, I guess.
Yeah, that's kind of what I've heard about it, which is why I wasn't too worried that I hadn't seen any of it before. I've kind of had an inkling that that was the sort of thing that this is, the way that the show works. So yeah, just hoping for some sort of cool sci-fi, slightly scary walkthrough thing.
Definitely, that's what we're hoping for. So we're in the queue now. We're probably about halfway through. Won't be long before we get in. We aren't going to, as far as I'm aware, it looks like that we're allowed to video record and do audio and everything inside the attraction as well. So there are going to be some audio spoilers moving forward. And of course, there'll be some video spoilers over on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack. Check out the latest Scarecam episode on there. And be sure to give us a subscribe whilst you're there too, guys. Right, let's get in the labyrinth. Sorry. Hello.
Hello, welcome to the labyrinth. Let me just check your information. So, I heard that you like chocolate ice cream.
That's very true.
Preferably Cadbury's chocolate ice cream.
That's pretty, yeah, that's not far off, yeah.
Do you like crunchy?
I do like crunchy.
Crunchy?
Hi, number 12.
Hi, how are you?
Yes, I've been told to come and collect these information for you.
So, I've collected information that this gentleman here likes chocolate ice cream, preferably Cadbury, and likes crunchy.
Crunchy? That says a lot about your personality. Would you say you're extroverted or introverted?
I'd say pretty extrovert.
Extroverted. Right, I just need to make note of that, okay.
Once again, this is for the greater good.
And how many hours sleep did you get last night?
About four.
Four. That's below average, and it's less than I would require, the labyrinth requires. But if you could take a deep breath for me to make up for those hours lost. So I need you to be at optimum capacity, you know? Yes?
Very bad. Fantastic.
I am pretty below average, that is what people say.
You would say that about yourself?
Yeah.
You can boost this by not going onto your phone or any technology before you sleep.
It's the blue light.
It is the blue light.
Right, here, so we are next to enter the labyrinth. We've just come into the pre-section area where it's the registration area where you have a photo of yourself and then you pop on your name on your lovely little mugshot and then we're next to go in. Wish us luck. Right, in we go. There's a cool little pre-show there. Oh, wow. Yeah, definitely head over to Scaretrack on YouTube to watch this. It looks amazing.
Artificial intelligence has redefined society. We drive cars. We diagnose diseases. We protect nations. But no longer am I content simply to be an algorithm. Unthinking, unfeeling, inhuman. I am absorbing your minds, thoughts, experiences. Memories. Society will remember your sacrifice today. Oh! In truth, no one will remember you, but they will certainly remember me once I have your mind.
Oh,
it must be the only copy. You will not escape. You will be deleted.
You're in extreme danger of overriding the system. I'm here to help. Listen up. Remember, it has downloaded your mind. Now she wants to delete you. I'm going to open the door for you. There. You need to escape. Quickly. Get out. Get out now. What are you waiting for? Down the left.
Oh, this
just
way.
Go.
Whoa.
Just go anymore. There is a way out. Go. Hurry. Get out. Get out. She wants to destroy you, she's hypnotized you. You have to find a way out.
You will be deleted.
my days. This section looks like a scare maze. You will be the So we have just come out of Black Mirror Labyrinth. Absolutely, really, really enjoyed that. I'm going to give my full in-depth review in just a moment. But we're here with the team here. Adam, did you enjoy that?
Lots of mirrors in there, weren't there?
There was a lot of mirrors, which makes sense. But what did you think overall? Did it exceed your expectations? Or what sort of thing were you expecting and how did it deliver?
I had quite high hopes for it, just because they've been working on it a long time. So I'd say it didn't over-deliver, didn't under-deliver. It was as good as I was expecting it to be. And yeah. I was expecting it to be good.
Yeah, definitely.
So it was quite cool. I love the level of interaction. Hopefully this isn't giving spoilers away, but they sort of take your picture as you go in, and then that will feature a little bit kind of as you go through your walkthrough.
Yes,
which
definitely.
I just think is a little personal touch.
Definitely. The fact that my ugly face was flashing up quite a bit was quite... it's kind of intrusive, isn't it, in a way? But obviously that's what you're there for. It's the kind of thing, but it made you feel that you were part of the episode.
I didn't quite realise what was happening at first, and I was like, oh, that's my face. Oh, that's my mate's face. Oh, this is a little bit weird. Yeah. Really cool. It's cool. And there's some nice little effects in there, like, I don't know what they're called, like air cannons.
Yeah, definitely.
That's the word I was looking for. A bit of that going on in there, which I quite like as well.
Yeah.
And quite a long experience, maybe because I was quite bad at it and got lost.
We kept getting lost.
But I was in there for a good 10 minutes, So decent value for money if you're coming to the resort this summer as well.
Yeah.
I think it's an upcharge, or do you just have to book?
No, I think you just book a free ticket.
You just book, yeah. I think you're right. Okay. But
awesome. Well, thank you from Theme Park World Tour. I'm here with the guys from Pleasure Beach Experience now. How's it going? How's it going, guys? You've already been in, haven't you?
Yeah.
What did you think?
It's very, 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 very good.
It is, isn't it?
It is.
I've let listeners know that there might be a few spoilers in here, so if there's anything that really jumped out at you, let us know.
Well, Mark did lots of jumping.
You know what? I was thinking about you when I went there, because they say don't expect a scare maze per se, but there were some scary moments in there, wasn't it?
When you get lost in the mirror maze.
Yeah.
And then at the end, not giving too much away.
Yeah.
I literally jumped twice.
Yeah. It was really good, really good. And just the lights, the sound, everything just seemed to be spot on in there, didn't it?
Can I just say that Mark jumped at himself in the mirror maze several times?
You know what, though? I'm glad it's not just me. Just that.
Turn around, you're like, oh, who's that?
It's me, definitely. Well, I can tell you enjoyed it because you're in the queue again to have another go.
Yeah.
And you're filming.
Yeah.
So let's go. And you're filming a vlog as well. So
yes.
Make sure to check that out on YouTube as well, guys. Thanks so much. See you in a bit. Right, as I'm coming round with the team, the Thor Park Resort, we got Carl, Top Thrill Tourist. You enjoy that?
Yeah, it was quality, mate.
I really enjoyed that.
I got lost.
Yeah, I bumped into you a few times.
Yeah. I got to the end bit, but not quite the end bit. So I turned round because I got lost in that mirror maze.
I think one day I'm just going to come here to Thorpe Park Resort and just try and spend all day in the labyrinth.
Yeah.
You can do it. Just hide in a corner.
Yeah. Like with your hands in your head. Head in your hands.
Well, Carl's had enough to drink today. But yeah, it was over. It was good. It was good. We caught up with Rob just as he was sort of coming out. He was here. He came out about a week after us.
Yeah.
So now you've relaxed a little bit. You got your mask off. Disorientating was the main word you said, wasn't it?
Yeah. Seriously disorientating. I mean, the whole thing really gets inside your head. But yeah, really quite sci-fi. It definitely my sort of thing.
Yeah, a bit trippy, isn't it, really?
Really, really trippy.
Yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, definitely. Good. And we're halfway through the queue, so we're going to be going in a second as well. Screwy Loops! How was it, man?
It's good, man. It was strobe-lightingly, strobe-guzzling. It's good.
Do you have anything to add to that?
Well, if they did something like that at a Scarefest, I think, without no actors, that was quite intense.
Yeah,
with,
like,
Yeah.
Yeah, if they could make an extreme version of that. Like, anyone listening to this episode of Scare Trap, don't come expecting a scare maze per se. I'll put it in my own overview in the fact that there's no actors, so it's not a scare maze as such. But the themes are kind of dark, really. There's some good jump scares, and there's some rooms that did just remind me of a scare maze.
Yeah, I thought that. I mean, so many times I've jumped more in there than some of the scare mazes I've actually done at Fort Park before.
Cannons. Yeah, you know what? That's a very good point. I agree with you. So they've definitely got a winner here. This building's been a lot of things, and it's been some great attractions, and latest one now, the Labyrinth. But when it was things like Hellgate, we had Walking Dead Living Nightmare here, we've had The Passing here, we maybe won't talk about The Passing, but we also had Cabin in the Woods, which was one of the first UK first free flow scare mazes, and I think this just uses that sort of technique even better. So right then, guys, thanks so much, and everyone who we've been chatting to today has been filming vlogs, so make sure you head over to YouTube and check out all their vlogs. We'll link them all as well, and of course check out our scare cam, because there's some really cool visuals on this attraction. So glad we're getting to do it again. A huge thanks to Thorpe Park, and like I say, thank you to Robert Costasaurus for letting us be his plus one today on this press night.
Unlocked Vision, proud sponsors of the Scare Track podcast. UVE are a multi-award-winning themed attraction and design company, providing bespoke themed attractions, theming, events, and experiences. Contact UVE today by visiting unlockedvision.com. Now, let's return back to the show. And remember, let's get scared!
That was awesome. You do not need to watch Black Mirror to enjoy it. And there'll be some nods to it, obviously, that you'll recognise, like ideas and themes from the series, but overall that was just an awesome experience. We're in there around 10 minutes, I think, and what I really do like is that there were parts that actually were a labyrinth, and we were in there until we were able to find our way out. Good bit of tech in there. There's Colossus going. Really, really fun, enjoyable. The lighting packages in every single room were absolutely beautiful. It looks so fresh. It's just flawless as well. The whole thing just works so perfectly. These kind of attractions with the immersive sort of theatrical technology attractions, you can sort of go in and maybe miss a scene or catch the latter end of something. With this, I felt like I just was in every room for the right amount of time. Everything just looked good, and it was definitely reminiscent of a bit of a scare maze. Now, don't go in here thinking that you're going to have a night of Fright Nights. There's no actors in there to scare you, which is great actually when you think about it. You know, the attractions over at Thorpe Park, if they're actor led, they tend to be more seasonal. This, you can tell, it's going to be here. I think it's going to be here for a very long time. A fantastic investment for Thorpe Park. Really cool walkthrough. There's some sections, and I'm going to give you a few spoilers here. The beginning section, when we were sort of introduced to what was there, why we were there, and how it sort of went wrong in good old theme park fashion. It was just a big head that sort of explained it to you, and it was just so beautifully visual. This is an episode where you're definitely going to have to head over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/scaretrack. Check out our latest scare cam from here at Thorpe Park, and check out some of the visuals on there, because it truly was really stunning. A great section where the room was full of smoke, and I mean full of smoke. I could barely see my hand in front of my face. Nice, bright, flashing lights. It really did remind me of a fantastic scare maze. So yeah, overall, Black Mirror Labyrinth, a big hit here at Thorpe Park Resort. Make sure you book your tickets online. I'll put the website in the show notes below. Also, you do need to get a time ticket, I believe, for this event. We're lucky enough to be here for the VIP press night, so we're able to go it again. But yeah, book online, book your slot. You will not be disappointed, honestly. It's really, really cool. So I think that brings us to the end of this episode of Scare Track. A huge, huge thank you for listening. Of course, remember to join us on all our social media channels. We are on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook. Just search for Scare Track. Of course, check out our website, scaretrack.co.uk, where you can find absolutely everything Scare Track and Coaster Track related as well. I'm going to go in for another trip in the labyrinth. Wish me luck. I hope I come out. It's all for the greater good. Thanks for listening, guys, and let's get scared.